There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Rabbis in the United States and Jewish communities in North America are reacting strongly to Benjamin Netanyahu's newly formed government. More than 300 American rabbis and 10 preventing members of the religious Zionist bloc in Netanyahu's government from addressing their synagogues and have also vowed to ban them from meeting with their communities. In an open letter now in circulation, they have declared that members of the religious Zionist bloc will not be invited to speak at congregations, and congregations and organizations will be encouraged to join all American rabbis and Jewish communities through a demonstration of their commitment to Jewish and democratic values to protest at their election. Many U.S. Jewish groups have also voiced concern about the inclusion of the extremist faction in Netanyahu's government, with more doing so since he announced the government's formation on Wednesday. With many Jewish leaders and Jewish organizations noting a spread of unchecked anti-Semitic and hatred activities across the United States, local governments and universities from Delaware State on the East Coast to California have combined to introduce an education campaign called Shine a Light, aimed at raising awareness about anti-Semitism during Hanukkah. The Shine a Light campaign has also been welcomed and acknowledged on college campuses throughout the United States where anti-Semitic incidents have also occurred. And synagogues in southern New Jersey are also embracing the Shine a Light campaign, with events there being organized by the Jewish Community Relations Council of Southern New Jersey. In Los Angeles, the Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles held an event where a giant menorah was put up in Grand Park. Staying with Hanukkah celebrations, it's the fifth day of Hanukkah, and as the festival is celebrated worldwide, Tel Aviv's Dizengoff Center is boasting the world's largest Lego-made menorah, and there is now an official bid from the center's Lego franchisee for the Guinness World Record. It's taken 130,000 Lego bricks to construct this Hanukkah with no adhesive or other structural support, relying only on the shape and size of the bricks to hold everything together. The good news is that Guinness has given the green light to the franchise's bid for the world record. Their decision could take a week or more to officially certify the record, and should this new record be granted, the Israeli people have yet another miracle to celebrate this Hanukkah season. On the medical front, it has been found that Jewish women of Ashkenazi origin have a 1 in 40 chance of developing a gene mutation which causes breast cancer. The Institute of Oncology at the Samson Asuta Ashad University Hospital in Israel is currently working with a treatment procedure that could prevent breast cancer from occurring altogether, as well as preventing a recurrence in patients who have survived an initial bout. This involves a drug called olaparib, which acts effectively against cancers in people with hereditary breast cancer 1-2 mutations, and research shows that the drug has stopped the development of cancer in women at the metastatic stage of breast cancer, and after a year's usage, the drug was effective in preventing recurrence. Well, so far, the drug has been approved for use in Europe and the United States, and is also available in Israel through its National Health Maintenance Organization plans. And where did the week go? The weekend is upon us again, and it's time once again to see what made headlines this week. The Jewish community in Sydney, Australia, recently hosted the country's First Nation people in a new program called Come Together, which connects both communities. You will now have to spend 180 days in jail and cough up $1,000 when you get caught Zoom bombing religious services. The state of Ohio's legislature has just passed this law titled Increasing Penalties for Disturbing a Religious Service, effective immediately. Lithuania's parliament has just adopted the Goodwill Compensation Law, which is legislation focusing on unresolved property restitution claims of Holocaust victims. The state of Victoria, Australia is warning Victorians that anyone publicly displaying the Nazi swastika as from December the 29th can face both a $22,000 fine and a prison sentence. And Jewish mom Pink takes on neo-Nazis in a new video. The Jewish mother of two has just released a song and video titled Irrelevant, which targets discrimination, hate, racism, sexism, and anti-Semitism. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.